Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the third season of Selfless Love Talk with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. It's an honor to be able to serve you all on this platform. And I come today with a special episode, starting off a new chapter on Selfless Love Talk. I am going to be giving you all a brief testimony before we get started. And this testimony comes along with the birthing of the Selfless Love Talk Show. So through my journey of the birthing of Selfless Love Talk Radio Show, it started from the journey of my relationship, being a mother, being a wife, being a full-time employee working for someone else, and wanting to bring change to the world. I did not know what it was going to look like. I wrote it down on a piece of paper and thought the selfless love was simply going to be a memo pad, like little teeny sticky memos, okay? And through this journey of selfless love, I discovered that it was the love of God, the agape love, that was truly the meaning of selfless love. And as a relationship coach and a personal development coach, I started to be able to see a lot larger of what God was doing with this movement, this platform that he has created. Started from an idea of thinking it was just going to be a memo pad, sticky memos of encouragement and inspirational things, okay? And the Lord has literally opened this selfless love idea from a memo pad to a podcast. And also in this, the journey of how to love when loving someone that is difficult at times or going through health situations and, you know, ups and downs of life and spiritual warfare of their own, and then you're dealing with your tests and your distractions, how to love someone unconditionally through that process and still love yourself and honor God no matter the storm. I would like to give you all an update on my journey as far as my relationship. I shared last year sometime on one of the episodes of how my husband and I had separated, and it was a grieving that I was going through. So we reconnected, and God restored our marriage. And it was at a difficult time for my husband because he had a heart transplant. This heart transplant was an amazing gift from God, and my husband was blessed to have 3 years with this heart that he had, a second chance at life. During this course of having the heart the donor had given him as a gift, it developed a heart disease. This heart disease is called CAV. So the donor's heart actually contracted a disease as well. My husband passed away June 11th of 2021, which was only 2.5 months ago. And now I bring to you a new birth through my grieving, but also through my passion and wanting to bring the change to the world. I am no longer the same Coach Chanel Budd, but I am restored and revived, and I'm on a mission to spread to the world the change. So today's episode is called Ask Coach Chanel, and I would like for you all to be able to bring me your questions, powerful questions, and I am here today to try to work it out with you, speak with you, and have a conversation. This seed today is opening up the door for the movement to empower women and children and families all around the world, whether it's relationships, singles, dating, personal development, self-love, self-care. Ask Coach Chanel. And so I welcome you all on today. This is going to be, it's a live recording, So you're welcome to share this with, you know, your family and your friends or whoever you feel like may need to hear this episode today, because I am going to, you know, do my best to inspire you all, encourage you all, and answer some of these powerful questions that you have. So I welcome you again. This is Coach Chanel Budd. I am going to open up each and every one of your lines, so you will be live. Please mute your phones in the background unless you have questions for me. And I will, this is going to be a Ask Coach Chanel, so it's going to be an open forum. I welcome you all. Be encouraged, relax, and let's have the conversation. So I am going to open the line. Please mute your phone if you do not have any questions. And this is the first come, first serve as far as, you know, speaking out and saying, hey, introduce yourself. Let me know who you are. Ask me your questions. You don't have to give me your full name. You can just say your name if you feel comfortable, or you can give me initials, whatever suits you for you to feel comfortable. Okay. So, again, the areas that you all can ask questions in that I will be able to assist you with as an expert in these areas are relationship issues, concerns about dating, marital issues, you know, or anything of self-love, self-care, certain things within business aspects, but really and truly I want to stick in the areas of, you know, some of our tough issues that we face in this time right now, the things that are impacting our lives with all that's going on in our world. So welcome, and go ahead with your question. All right. So I'm waiting for someone to jump in and ask Coach Chanel. And in the meantime, I'll just go ahead and free flow without giving too much information out, just in case someone is going to be jumping on to ask these questions. But we live in a time where a lot of people are going through, you know, stressing situations, like their job, their family, their children, yes, they're married, their relationships, and how to balance everything, how to have that wholesome, healthy balance as best you can. And so one of the things that I would like to say is, first and foremost, with anybody, you need to be able to take care of yourself, because you can't take care of anyone else unless you are taking care of yourself. How do you take care of yourself? You take care of yourself by, you know, if you are spiritual like I am and have a relationship with the Lord, the first thing you do is acknowledge that the Lord is there for you. He is there. He is present, and he understands what's going on in your life. Love yourself. You know, when you wake up in the morning, first acknowledge the Lord, but then love yourself. Acknowledge yourself. Take some time to see where you are, to process how you're feeling. Journal, pray, meditate, do whatever it is that makes you feel good, you know, because you have to keep yourself encouraged. Then you proceed to see about your family members, your loved ones, your husband, your children, and try to meditate with them, talk to them, and see where they are. Again, I am going to open up the phone line. And so if you do not have any specific questions right now, please keep your phones muted. The phone lines are open, and this episode is Ask Coach Chanel. And so if there's anyone right now that would like to ask Coach Chanel any questions, please go ahead and do so. So I'll keep going. At any time, if somebody comes up with a question in mind pertaining to relationship issues, concerns about dating, the times that we're living in and how it's impacting our lives, any of those things, feel free to please ask me any questions. This is what this episode is about. I am right now opening myself up to be able to be available to those who may have questions or concerns. All right. So I'm going to continue on. You know, when you're in, when you're waking up first thing in the morning and you're taking the necessary steps, then you go into your family and you check on them and see how they are doing, starting their day. You know, pray with your family. Ask the questions, how are you feeling this morning? See where your children and your family is at, because that is very important on how your whole day will flow and go. So we do have some control over, you know, when we first wake up in the morning, how we're going to handle the day. How are we going to deal with the calls coming in from family and friends and our husbands or children when they're going through their day as well? Those are important things to keep in mind when you're trying to find some type of balance in your home. We all deal with different situations. The children at school, they have to deal with their situations, the teachers, the other students, and things that are going on. Your spouses, they have a boss, or they have things that they have going on in their individual lives as well as you do. So everybody needs to have, you know, an open mindset and an understanding that we all have to face this world. But how do we do it collectively so that it will bring healthy, wholesome balances in, you know, things, responsibilities in your own life to make it easier for you? Because life is already hard enough as is. So the first place it starts at is in your home. Another topic that I wanted to talk about, because I'm just going with a free flow until I get questions. So at any time you all have any type of questions or anything that is pulling at you that you want an answer to, or you just want to talk about, you know, this is the time to do so, because this is an open forum right now where we can collectively speak on it. I can give you some, you know, information, some useful tools, and things that you can just write down and start the process for yourself. Because right now, no matter what's going on, we are supposed to help one another, encourage one another, pour into one another, support one another. We're living in some times that, you know, I mean, people are, they're hopeless. They're tired. They want to throw in a towel. You know, there's people hurting themselves, hurting their family members, hurting their children, going outside, hurting strangers because of the times or the things that the burdens and stuff that they carry. And, you know, if we address them early on and try to help people early on, we can change the trajectory of our lives, their lives. And so the next thing that I wanted to touch on was dating. There's a lot of people that I see, you know, that have questions in particular to dating, and they don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do. They're just thirsty. A lot of times I hear now, and it's, you know, I'm hearing certain lingo out there, and it's like, well, you know, I don't care. I'm thirsty. I'll mess with this person, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. But you have to understand that the enemy is out to devour. And so when we leave ourselves open and vulnerable, that allows room for the enemy to come in. And so you may say, oh, Lord, I pray for this man, and I want him to be fine, and I want him to have some money, and, oh, he's cute. His car is nice. That's good enough for me. But you haven't done the work. You haven't done the work in, you know, you may ask the Lord for these things, but you may not have sought God to say, is this the right person, because I asked for this specific thing. Because the enemy comes in a familiar spirit. So he can come as of the things that you've asked for, but really be a wolf in sheep's clothing. And so it could be very detrimental to your life, to your family's life, to your children's lives. So you have to ask powerful questions, even with dating. What do you really want? You know, what is your lifetime goals? What do you want to get out of this? Is this temporary? Is this someone you want to make your husband? Are you ready to be a wife? So all of those different questions you need to ask yourself prior to just making decisions and choices, you know, to jump out there in this dating world, because it's dangerous out here. And if you have children, you know, it could be very, very detrimental to your children, because you're not the only one involved in this dating thing. So you have to, you know, take the time out to know what you want. Be specific. Write it down. Ask the powerful questions. Don't settle. these are some of the things that I teach, and I work with singles and people who, you know, are back into dating and things like that. Ask those powerful questions. But first, are you even ready? Have you dated yourself yet? Do you know what you want? Do you know what you like? I'm going to open it back up again. Is there anyone that would like to ask anything, ask Coach Chanel anything today? And don't be afraid. I welcome you all on. I thank you for being here. If you have anyone that you would like to hear this when it's over, they are welcome to do so. You can share this. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, you know, was the concerns about the times we're living in and how it's impacting our lives. Even with what's going on and us having, like, the COVID, you know, variances and things like that, are you taking the time out to truly process everything that's going on around you? Because that's very important, too. We cannot block out or numb ourselves to the change that is happening in this world because it's true change. We are no longer in 2019. We are in 2021, and our world has changed. It has evolved spiritually first, okay? But then in a worldly way, you know, how do you see the world? Do you see it as there's some gain? Do you see it as you're losing? Do you see it as you're defeated? Or do you feel empowered? Do you see a way out? Do you see where God has taken his children in this very moment? The way you see the world really dictates how you will be in the world in this very moment, in those to come. We literally have to be open for change because we are no longer in the old. We are actually in the present and nearing into the future. So is there anyone that has any specific questions? Do not be afraid. This episode is called Ask Coach Chanel. I am thankful for this platform. I wanted to share with you all some of the things that I have, you know, where you can go and support and share amongst your friends and families and everything. But I have an online store, and it's called selflessloveessentials.com. I've now incorporated Active B, which is my late husband's apparel line, and he has a new shoe line out now to support heart health and have heart health awareness for those who, you know, suffer and battle with heart disease and, you know, have become donors or passed away due to heart disease. This is in honor and memory of Alvin Budd, Sr., who is now my late husband. I have books on Amazon. If you look up, you know, Chanel Rosebud or Chanel Budd, you'll be able to find published books and published works that you can also have as well. And so, again, going into, you know, what are you feeling in this time? What things can you do not only to help yourself stay healthy spiritually, physically, and mentally, but even in your own, you know, businesses and corporations and things like that? So I would say always write, always journal. You know, go take some time out to seek the Lord. I always say seek the Lord in all things. But we really honestly must stand strong in our faith, very strong. We need to always try to make sure and process and make sure that we're staying in alignment the Lord is telling us to do, because the world truly is going the other way. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are lost. A lot of people are following, you know, some of the most distorted information. A lot of people are confused. And we know that God is not the author of confusion. So we do need to seek him in all things. But remember to remain hopeful, because God's word is his word, and his word shall come to pass. And so I also say, reference God's promises. He left us promises. So when we feel like, you know, we're heavy burden or things aren't looking the way God said they would look, go back to his word. Reference his word when you speak to the Lord. Stay hopeful. Stand in faith and walk boldly, because we are all still here because we still have a purpose. So live out your purpose, whether it's loving your family, whether it's loving your husband, whether it's loving your children. Every last part of that is a ministry. Every last part. If you're single and you're alone, you are a ministry. You still have purpose in you. Allow God to use you. If you have dreams, if you have visions, if you have goals, God placed those in you. And he will prevail if you stand and believe that. Have no doubt. Where there's faith, there's no doubt. The Lord tells us to fear him and him alone. We shall fear no one or nothing. And I preach to myself about this because one of the things I've always dealt with was fear of being seen, being in the media, being on TV, you know, being going live. Those were like fears that I had, but they're really minor. They're really minor things. And the reason why I have those fears is because the enemy plants that because he does not want God's purpose to be revealed. He doesn't want me to do what God is sending me to do. And so now I'm going to be even more bold about it. And so this starts season 3 of the Selfless Love Talk Show. This is our first episode, and I am better now in Christ in season 3. I'm stronger. And I'm going to do exactly what it is that the Lord tells me to do. I am no longer going to stay behind the scenes because we have lives that need to be changed. Your marriage is a ministry. You may not have a business on the outside. You may not know what your other purposes are, but if you were blessed to have a spouse, that is your purpose. That's a part of your purpose. That is a ministry because there's other people watching you all. There's so many people that want to be married, that want to love, and they don't have it. So everything that we have is a gift from God, and we need to honor God, and then we also need to love and cherish and work within our purposes in our ministries, our children. There's some people that can't birth a child, want a child, and they can't even have a child. And then there's all these people I see. There's a lot of people that I see that are hurting, and because they're hurting, they pass down the hurt to their children, and their children become broken. Their children are a gift from God. The parent may not have anything. The parent may not have nothing but the purpose of having those children. And those children will be the gift. We see it a lot. You see football players that were born in the hood, you know, had hard lives. Their moms live in poverty. But guess what? God birthed them, gave them a gift to birth an NFL player who is now a multi-million-dollar child. So you don't know where your gift, you don't know where your blessings lie. So that's why you have to cherish, you know, and do what you need to do for your family, for yourself, for your children. God loves those, his children, to make sure that they do what they're supposed to for theirs, because we're gifts. We're not always the best, and God still loves us. We make mistakes. God still loves us. So I'm going to ask again if there's anyone else that has any questions to ask Coach Chanel. And if not, I would like to leave you with something. Powerful people ask powerful questions. Never be afraid. There's never a dumb question. We are to support, encourage, and love ourselves and one another. God, love. He is of love. He is agape love. He is selfless love. So love yourselves a little more unselfishly. Take care of yourselves and take care of those that God has gifted you with as well. Make sure that when you're out here and you're dating and you're wanting a relationship and you're trying to figure life out, that you sit down, process, and reflect on what it is and who it is that you are. Because you don't want to go through life picking and choosing people, or really not even who you were supposed to be with in the first place. Don't waste time. We don't have a lot of time. So be intentional. I love you all. Again, thank you for being a part of this show. This platform is for women, children, and families who seek to have a better understanding of life, for healing, for businesses, ministries. It's an open platform to be able to share, grow, and love. I am going to go ahead and pray us out. I pray that everybody has a wonderful day and a blessed week ahead of them. Take God with you wherever you go. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you right now for those in attendance and those who will hear later in your timing. I pray for the covering and the supernatural hedge of protection during these most difficult times of our lives, Lord. I pray that they prosper. I pray that the distractions will be seized. The blocks and the stumbling blocks and things that are set up to keep us from getting where you have us to go are removed. I pray for the safety of all the children, all the families, all the homes, all those lost, the homeless, Lord, everyone who is lacking, the suffering, those who are sick. I pray, Lord, that you will intervene and meet them where they are and give them the prayers, Lord Jesus, that they need. Your will first, Lord. I love you all. I thank you, and I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for attending the Selfless Love Talk show with your coach, Chanel Bunn. Everyone be blessed. Until next time, bye.